This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The studies that prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change their mask guidance for vaccinated persons are not available, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. They have not been published yet, the spokesperson said. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC's director, told reporters on Tuesday that she had seen new scientific data from recent outbreak investigations indicating the Delta variant of the virus was presenting more uniquely than other strains. A Virginia police officer who was fired after storming the U.S. Capitol was jailed Wednesday by a federal judge because he ordered a large stockpile of guns and ammunition after his January arrest and posted online in support of future political violence. Thomas Robertson was one of the first rioters charged by the Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Senate voted Wednesday night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package that's key to President Joe Biden's agenda. Biden welcomed the accord as one that would show America can do big things.
Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads. Transit systems, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells.
Ford overcame the effects of the chip shortage to post a narrow profit in the second quarter. Ford earned net income of $561 million in the quarter, about half of what it earned a year earlier, despite the impact of the pandemic, which shut down many of its factories and dealerships during that period. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Walt Disney World will require all guests over the age of 2 to wear masks indoors, regardless of their vaccination status, beginning Friday. Disney buses, monorail, and Disney Skyliner are areas included in the updated mask guidelines posted on the theme park's website. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Biden has let the border become a super spreader event.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a superspreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live.
Well, Dan, after you hear everything that Bill Fetter had to say regarding race politics, is it any wonder? I mean, this is all on a bed of lies. And it just, we're not talking something recently. I mean, this has been throughout our history. The lies have abound. And what's at the center of all this? The epicenter is politics and I guess you got to call it for what it is, and the Democratic Party. I mean, look at how they've lied in the narratives that they're pushing. I mean, there is such a lust, as Lindsey Graham said, for power and control by the Democratic Party. And I say the temptation is universal in a sense. Power and control is universal when it comes to politics. And this is why there's such a formidable argument, and I believe a reasonable argument, for term limits. Because the temptation, when you are in power, to have control, it is so addicting. And we have to realize the frailty of our own humanity. Megan Barth is with us right now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I got to tell you, there just seems to be a recurring theme that keeps coming back in this power and control issue and how we've been lied to. I just did an interview with a Pulitzer Prize winning author, David Zucchino. His book on the Wilmington's Lie, Murderous Coup of 1898, which just came up recently. And it was interesting how the media kind of couched that narrative. And even David, I mean, he talks about the rise of white supremacy. Well, it wasn't so much the rise. They kind of hit it. Or renamed it in such a way that they kind of, reduced the impact and the responsibility of who the white supremacists were. And I had to ask him that question. I said, well, who were the white supremacists? Well, you know, based on his research and his book and everything, the white supremacists were the Democrats. There wasn't Republicans. And so we're going and we're talking about all the history of this. And then somehow he makes a turn on me and he wants to align white supremacy with Donald Trump and anybody who voted for Donald Trump. And I said, up until that point, I don't know where you made a hard left, but you lost me at that intersection. Because I don't get, I mean, here's this history of Democrats and white supremacy. And now all of a sudden it belongs to the Republican Party. I mean, to me, it smacks of, you know, let's defund police by all the Democrats. And then all of a sudden they say, no, it wasn't us. It was the Republicans. And of course, you have the mainstream media supporting that narrative, that faux narrative. And this is why they're appropriately, titled fake news.
Right. And based on your opening before I came on, absolute power absolutely corrupts. And you were talking about term limits, and I can get wholeheartedly behind you on that, because what we see now is Nancy Pelosi basically just having sham hearings, as we witnessed the January 6th commission just loaded with Pelosi puppets. Mm-hmm. If you look at, for example, the cops that testified, mostly in tears, like Jussie Smollett, They have a Twitter profile or a social media profile that is littered with anti-Trump, anti-Republican sentiments. They certainly, if they wanted the truth to come out, if Nancy Pelosi wanted the truth to come out, and if the Democrats were really about truth, they would release the 14,000 hours of tapes from the Capitol that day.
Exactly.
They would release the police body cams from specifically these officers who were blubbering like Jussie Smollett, and they wouldn't want to erase their own history. What we saw, for example, in cities across the U.S. with Black Lives Matter leading the riotous charge were the tearing down of statues, mostly of Democrats,
right,
in the name of social justice. And so this is important for Democrats to rewrite their history, specifically after they've bamboozled a whole entire race and generation who believed that there was some sort of great switch within the Black community. There obviously was, because the Black community has a rich history of Republicans, much like Frederick Douglass. Martin Luther King even was more of a conservative than he was a progressive by any means.
Right.
Even Malcolm X, if you look at Malcolm
X,
no matter
what. That's what Bill Federer was talking about. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Malcolm X said the greatest threat to the Negro is the white liberal. Mm-hmm. And we can see that as a fact. I mean, look at even Kamala Harris accused Joe Biden of segregation. When you look at all the heroes on the left, even Robert Byrd, Robert Byrd was exalted by the left. His eulogy was given by Bill Clinton. He was a Grand Kleagle of the KKK. The Democrat Party filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act and nearly succeeded. And so when we look at history, we see the bloody history, the racist history of the Democrats, and that's why they need to rewrite it. And then what we're witnessing is nothing more than projection, which is a typical Saul Alinsky tactic. They're taught very early on in their organizing days. Barack Obama was a skilled master at projection. A good example of that was If I Had a Son, when he referred to with it, Trayvon Martin, for
Trayvon
example.
Martin. Right, exactly.
Right, which really started off a lot of the divide under his presidency.
Well, think about how many murders happened as a result of that incident. I mean, I was going back and I was looking at this, Megan. I mean, people were saying, you know, as they killed a white man in the street, they said, this is for Trayvon. And this was where it all began. This is why Joel Gilbert, his documentary is so profound, because this is when all this race politics really made a turn. And with Barack Obama, here he was supposedly the uniter, the hope that I think, you know, many people in our country believe that we were voting the first white, you know, first black president. And the hope was that we would finally be able to get the civil rights and race politics behind us. And what it did was open the door to, racial divide on steroids. And this is all brought to you by a black president, sadly.
Well, and it certainly didn't help with the press in his back pocket in order to push a false narrative.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, the man who shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense was a Hispanic male.
No, he was a white Hispanic. That's the way
the media wrote it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he was a Hispanic male, but the media all of a sudden created a race called white Hispanic. I had never heard the term white Hispanic in my life.
I had to call my mother and ask her, okay, come on, you know better than I do. What's a white Hispanic? She just laughed.
Right. And so, yeah. So that was a way in order to demonize, again, a race that had nothing to do with this unfortunate incident. And then when you look at how the perpetrators as well as the victims are portrayed, George Floyd was a drug dealer. He was a drug user. He was also a violent felon who held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. And yet all of a sudden he's been martyred. And this is exactly what they've done with the riots as well. Supposedly January 6th, according to the press, was an insurrection. But the riots and the bloody riots where police were killed, where police were injured, 60 Secret Service agents were injured outside the White House from a BLM attack. Those were just peaceful protests.
Exactly. And the difference here, Megan Barth, you were there. You were there on January the 6th, and you've reported your eyewitness perspective
on what you witnessed there on January the 6th, and the narrative does not comport with what you saw. We've got more from Megan Barth. Got to go to break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, that's me. And I thank you that you're you. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth continues with us, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Reagan, Megan, I want to put a bow around what we were talking about earlier. And, you know, what the Democrats are doing, and it's about power and control. Lindsey Graham warned us all. He said during the Kavanaugh hearings, he says, this is what it is for you. I hope you don't get it. Well, they have it. And they're on full display right now.
And at every turn, you know, they're treating us like, as the old saying goes, like mushrooms. We're kept in the dark, and the manure is piling on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you have to really scratch your head at the people who really believe these charlatans. Because these are the same people who kept, who still to this day scream that the science is settled, the science is settled when it comes to something called climate change. It used to be called global warming. Mm. But now we're supposed to believe from the frauds that the science changes every day when it comes to a virus.
Right.
You know, when you look at the history of viruses, variants aren't unusual.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what happens with viruses. They mutate. And now we have to be worried about the Delta variant, and then we're going to have to be worried about the Lambda variant, and then we're going to have to be worried about whatever Greek letter comes next. And I think there's more Greek letters than there are alphabets, American alphabet. I'm not sure. But when we get to Zeta, I'm sure that it will be well past the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
And
conveniently, right.
Conveniently, of course, the DOJ is already floating the idea that they will sue states that secure their elections if they take away the coronavirus protocols that the Democrats illegally instituted in states across the country. So they're already threatening states, the DOJ, with the nationalization of elections through the bureaucracy of the DOJ. So the changes to the election were never about the coronavirus. It was to get enough votes to get Biden over the finish line, because he certainly couldn't do it himself. And then we also have the coronavirus now, the Delta variant, what have you. With their mind changing daily, we're supposed to go back to full masking if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And there are plenty of pundits, including Amanda Carpenter, who I saw this morning on Twitter, blaming the unvaccinated folks for the surge in the virus.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Well, actually, the CDC says the surge is coming from vaccinated people, number one.
Right.
And number two, do you think perhaps that the surge of the Delta variant or the coronavirus might be coming from the surge at the border?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It just boggles the mind that during a quote-unquote pandemic that we have an open border with at least counting a million illegal aliens coming from all parts of the world, Senegal, Ghana, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, you name it. These illegal aliens are crossing our border in record-breaking numbers. And a Texas officer and two whistleblowers from a detainment center down in Texas just came forward and said that they were supposed to lie about how many kids were infected with the coronavirus in order to make the numbers look better.
Well, this is the Biden administration for you, putting us all at risk. And the other thing to look at is the real numbers. I think Tucker Carlson was showing it last night. And when you look at the actual numbers of infections with the Delta virus, forget about percentages. Percentages can be deceiving, as you know. At this point, we need to look at the actual numbers. When you look at the numbers today, the impact of the Delta virus versus the highest impact that we had, several months back with COVID, I mean, it's minuscule, Megan, by comparison. The deaths, the people that are going to hospitals, it is a minor real number fraction, compared. And but the media and Biden administration is ginning up the fear once again to demonstrate to the people who's boss. And they say, time to put your mask on, get your mask on. And for those that have not been vaccinated, they're going to be shamed into being vaccinated against their will with for good reason in many cases. I mean, look at the government still has a way to go with the approval process. When the FDA has not even made this an approved vaccine, and then they wonder why people aren't ready to go and give up their arm for a jab. I'm sorry.
Right, and you also have companies that are forcing their employees to make that difficult decision, whether they stay and get a forced vaccination against their conscience and their own free will in order to stay employed in this economy, in the Biden economy, which isn't humming along at a clip I mean, the GDP numbers are horrible. The press hasn't even mentioned that the GDP numbers are horrible. The press didn't even mention when GDP was at 38% under President Trump.
Yeah.
And so this is why the media is so very cruel, and also how it lends to the stupidity of the American people. What we have is a media that is designed to keep people stupid, and knowledge is power.
Right.
And the biggest threat to centralized power is a knowledgeable populace.
Amen. Well, I tell you, people are starting to wise up about lots of things, including, you know, FBI incitement. Let's go back to what happened on January 6th. And there is now an indication that you had some FBI operatives involved here.
Oh, absolutely. And that's other questions that I want to know. When you look at my website, you will see 2 to 3 articles that explain how the FBI has infiltrated a variety of attacks, meaning that they planned the attacks, they even designed a bomb, they planned the attack and kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer, and they also infiltrated the Capitol that
exactly.
day. And that's how many, we want to know how many people they influenced to trespass into the Capitol. And what that has that resulted in any of those trespassers being detained in a federal prison?
Well, you got a DEA agent that was invited repeatedly by a friend and his brother and an FBI informant to show up. And he was supposedly, according to his testimony, was being encouraged, you know, to go into the Capitol. Well, this guy's a DEA agent. He's a federal officer. He has his gun on him. You know, he was smart enough not to put himself into an impossible peril. And as it is, he still got charged, and he's facing something, I don't know, 5-8 years of prison time. And he was outside, and they're trying to get him on some minor deal, like he took a picture next to a monument, and somehow that's a violation if you get anywhere near a monument, and which is kind of laughable, because it wasn't that many months earlier that Black Lives Matter and Antifa was actually pulling down monuments. And what they were doing there at Lafayette Square, but now you've got a DEA agent who is now being charged, and of course he raises the awareness that there were FBI operatives, to your point, on the grounds that day.
Yeah, absolutely, and this will show you again, as we started out my segment here, where absolute power absolutely corrupts. And well, now we have an FBI that's been politicized. That was very apparent under, you know, James Comey in their coup against a seated president, President Trump, specifically with the Steele dossier. But then we look back at the history of the FBI, as illustrated in those articles on my website, and you have to say, geez, how long has the FBI been this corrupted?
Exactly.
And then it goes, of course, it stretches over to the other agencies like the NSA, who
all the three-letter agencies. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's never ending here. What are they going to do, Megan? We got less than a minute left. If the truth of the 2020 election finally comes out, Mike Lindell says on August the 10th, 11th, and 12th, 3 days, 72 hours of inarguable truth, the DNA of a crime. What are they going to do when the truth comes out and it's so irrefutable?
They'll continue to deny it and deflect, because that's what Democrats do. They will never accept responsibility. They certainly aren't interested in having a fair, honest, and transparent election. And that's every indication that's coming from the DOJ to support that statement.
Yep, we got to leave it there. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The studies that prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change their mask guidance for vaccinated persons are not available, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. They have not been published yet, the spokesperson said. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC's director, told reporters on Tuesday that she had seen new scientific data from recent outbreak investigations indicating the Delta variant of the virus was presenting more uniquely than other strains. A Virginia police officer who was fired after storming the U.S. Capitol was jailed Wednesday by a federal judge because he ordered a large stockpile of guns and ammunition after his January arrest and posted online in support of future political violence. Thomas Robertson was one of the first rioters charged by the Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Rosemary Jenks is with us, Director of Government Relations with Numbers USA for more than a decade. Rosemary has walked the halls of Congress. She has survived. She's got a T-shirt. I've survived walking the halls of Congress. But seriously, she's cultivated relationships with elected officials and their staff while lobbying to stifle any proposed legislation that supports immigrant rights or a pathway to citizenship for immigrants. Rosemary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, the Democrats, boy, you know, you open up a bill like opening up the Treasury, and all options are possible, right, including amnesty. And this comes from the same party that told Ronald Reagan, look, at just this time, let's, you know, amnesty, we'll never go back to the well. This will never happen again. Of course, we know that all things that come from the Democratic Party are ever-changing and dynamic, right?
That's absolutely true. And I just want to clarify one thing. We do not oppose immigrant rights. We support legal immigrants' rights.
Yes. Did I say that wrong?
Yeah. I think it just came out wrong.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, we absolutely oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. When you reward lawbreakers, you get more lawbreakers, which is what we've seen happen over the last 30 years, you know, since the first Reagan amnesty. And so now we have Democrats talking about putting a massive amnesty, anywhere between 4 and 10 million illegal aliens, into the reconciliation bill so they can avoid having to compromise with Republicans. Mm-hmm. It's just craziness. And, you know, they're totally ignoring border security. They're ignoring the fact that we have a massive historical level border surge going on right now. Exactly. And they're not even attempting to address any of that. They're just going straight for amnesty.
Well, let's talk about this number. I mean, for the longest time, we talked about anywhere 12 million illegals here in the country, you know, that have, you know, they've just been in the shadows for all these years. Well, I don't, you know, they keep using that number. I got to imagine that number is more somewhere between 25 and 30.
because that number has been used for at least the last 10 years, if not longer.
Yeah, well, and the 12 million number actually is based on census data, so it looks at how many people who say that they're illegal are having babies, how many, you know, illegal, the children of illegals are going into public education, so it's things like that. So there's clearly an undercount.
I thought we couldn't ask that question, Rosemary, you know, with the last, I mean, there was a big debate over being able to ask if somebody was legal in the household that they were counting.
Well, the Census Bureau has ways to estimate that, and,
okay,
and not necessarily in the decennial census, but in the community, the annual, I can't remember what it's called right now, but the annual surveys that they send out. So they collect a lot of data based mm-hmm. on, you know, when you came into the United States and what you say your citizenship is and your language and all of that.
So this is a bit of a guesstimate in terms of that number. So whether it's 12 million
Absolutely.
Or 30 million, it is a lot of people here that they're talking about, you know, giving amnesty to.
Absolutely. And we know that there will be massive fraud, just like there was in the Reagan amnesty. Mm-hmm. And so the number will just skyrocket. I mean, in the before the Reagan amnesty, when they were debating it in Congress, the Border Patrol was actually catching illegal aliens whose pockets were stuffed with utility bills and, you know, receipts so that they could attempt to backdate their entry into the United States to qualify for the amnesty. And the cartels make all these documents available. You know, you buy the document
Yes.
package that the law requires and you're set. You know, it's crazy. And most of the time when Democrats write amnesty bills, what they do is say that if you don't have actual proof of when you came to the United States, we'll take an affidavit from a friend or a neighbor.
Yes, of course. Rosemary, you know, the suggestion has always been, and I'm curious to get your position, your perspective on this, is that the Democrats are looking for new voters. This is the repeated argument. This is why they opened up the border. They got really frightened over the numbers. They saw the numbers that came out in 2020, even though, you know, some of these numbers were questionable. But they saw what was happening with minorities, with Black Americans, with Hispanics. Hispanics voted for Donald Trump in record numbers like never before. And they're sitting there going, "Whoa, we're losing our base. Open up the border. Let's get new voters in here." That is the cynical response to why we're dealing with open borders like we're doing now. Is that the motivation for Joe Biden and the Democrats right now?
Well, you know, they actually talk about this quietly amongst themselves. There's no question that they see all of the people flooding across the border as potential new Democrat voters. That's why they want amnesty, to give them citizenship, get them to citizenship where they can vote. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing that the Biden administration has already announced that it's doing is actually taking a granular approach to data to find where legal immigrants who have not yet naturalized live and go to them directly and try to encourage them to naturalize before the next election.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're very clear about their intention.
Kind of amazing. I mean, here it is. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were shouting so often during the Trump administration of quid pro quo. This is another form of quid pro quo that's being thrust upon these people that do not quite understand what's going on. But, hey, look, they can appreciate the government handouts, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, they're coming from countries where they don't get government handouts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could step foot in America and become eligible for all of these programs that give them cash and cell phones and medical care and education and, you know, the whole range. And they think, well, hey, you know, if this is what the Democrats are going to give me, sure, I'll go along with that.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, it's quite the scam, because here it is. The Democrats really, in a sense, are buying votes with our money. You know,
that's insult to injury.
They go into our treasury, they take our money and buy Democratic votes. This is awesome.
That's right. Yeah, and it will also cost millions and millions of taxpayer dollars to process the applications for the amnesty. So we're going to be paying from the very get-go all the way through to when these folks retire and get Social Security and Medicare.
Just so the Democrats can stay in office and stay in control.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the goal.
Rosemary, this is, well, hey, look, this is the country we're dealing with right now, and this is supposed to be a government of for by we the people. And we are where we are right now because of apathy. We've been busy, and call it whatever it is, but look, it is time for America to stand up against this, to stand for freedom, stand for the country. Otherwise, hey, we're going to be like the Cubans. I've been saying, and probably the audience is probably tired of hearing me saying this, but this is my project. I want to ship our kids. I want to get school buses around the country. I want to bring them to an early spring break in Miami, Florida. Okay? Imagine this. We're going to bring all our kids to Miami, Florida. We'll bring them in waves and to meet with the Cuban Americans down there in Cayo Ocho and talk story and get them really educated and give them a real civics lesson that'll be so valuable, and they will come away appreciating the liberty and the dream of America in such a way that, these professors that have been indoctrinating our kids will be hard-pressed in this next semester to continue to, propagandize our children.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's the anti-communist Cubans in Florida who really turned the state red for Trump. Mm-hmm. They are terrified of the Democrats' agenda because they've seen it before. Mm-hmm. And it never works out badly when you go towards socialism and Marxism and communism.
Well, we've been giving our audience quite the lesson on Democratic politics today and previous days. For some reason, it's just worked out this way that this focus should be there. And, for me personally, I'm not necessarily, for a specific party as much as it is the Constitution and the health of this democratic republic. And this is where our audience needs to be a lot smarter. We've been dubbed down to such a degree that we've lost the reality of our government. And this is why they're getting away with the things they're getting away with and why all our three-letter agencies have been so compromised and corrupt right now. I mean, to the point that FBI agents are involved in a kidnapping plot of a Democratic governor for what reason, and probably some Democratic some FBI agents were involved in the January 6th supposedly insurrection. I'll tell you, if we don't get down to the truth of all this, Rosemary, we're going to be in serious trouble. But I appreciate all the great work you're doing with Numbers USA, and thank you for clarifying all that, okay?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely great because we finally connected, and that's always a blessing. You're so kind, and you're so gracious, and you're so friendly.
Well, that's what I want to say about you. Hey, speaking of which, I found another admirer. It seems like every time we talk these days, I run into people, and they come into our orbit, and one of the things they have in common is their love for Dr. Ted Baer. Nina May.
Nina May. She was wonderful, and she helped us a lot.
Yeah, and she's just she's dusting off a documentary of 15 years ago that is gaining traction, and she only had sweet things to say about you. And of course, I said, "Well, that's only natural. That's all we know about Ted."
And
sweet
they were
things.
Probably all bad.
No.
Anyway.
Yes, exactly.
I'm happy to hear that. Happy to hear it.
So your infamy continues, buddy. I just want you to know. Hey, let's talk about one of the articles that you have at Movie Guide, which is really disturbing. I mean, who is coming up with this desperate idea to see more parents having abortions in film and TV? What's going on here?
Well, as we've discussed before, there are over 1,000 organizations that are lobbying Hollywood. And some of them spend a lot of money, you know, some that we sort of laugh at, but they've converted a lot of people. Scientology spends about $10 million a year. And Planned Parenthood is actually funding movies and seeding articles like this. Mm-hmm. And they want to see more parents having abortions in film and television. I think this is just absolutely, you know, when I saw it, I thought this was from the Babylon Bee. It was so ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. Right.
But, you know, they're not going to be parents anymore if they have more abortions. So
Right. It's
a contradiction in terms. But that's the goal, to, you know, to convince more and more people to have abortions to kill the next generation. And this is in the face of demographic winter, in the face of China panicking that they're losing their population, the face of Europe that's gone below the population, the rebirth. They can't possibly repopulate themselves, so they have to import labor from the Middle East. It's going in the face of America, which can't replace itself.
Exactly. So we've lost a labor force, a generation labor force ourselves here.
If you're serious about it, Bill, it's satanic.
Yes, it is.
It's a satanic attack on the future. God said be fruitful and multiply, and he wants us to be good stewards. He wants us to have children, and he wants us to love one another. And this is a hate for the most defenseless people in our society, which is the future of our society.
Exactly.
And as many people say, you know, you get to be 75 like I am. My wife has been on chemo for 26 years. You don't have a family. What are you going to do? Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to need you? Who's going to feed you? When you're actually, the Beatles song is
much yes, exactly. Less, when you're 64,
I'm stretching it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is you see, all this stuff that's being pushed, this narrative by Planned Parenthood and others, these pro-abortionists, what they're neglecting and what's really bothering them is, as you say, the new medical technology is demonstrating to women, and including in a growing number of men, Dr. Ted Baer, that are realizing, wait a minute, this is a child. They lied to us. This is a baby that, I've killed a family member. And the broken hearts amongst women and men continue in the face of these pro-abortionists that want to continue to promote this lie. But the women who have experienced the lie are coming out and they're outspoken and saying, look it, they lied to me. I am carrying the grief and heartbreak till the day I die for the child I aborted.
No doubt about it. And not only is it destroying your future, but it's destroying a lot of these women who suffer from, you know, sort of a personal PTSD from having their own child for many, many years. Mm. And those that don't get on TV and radio and tell people how great it was when it wasn't great at all, which is more of a rationalization for losing their future.
Yeah. Well, and the amazing thing, as I said, is that we're hearing this from men. I had interviewed a producer of a movie, and we were talking about, you know, the women's response and anecdotally what they'll say to me. Oh, my child, Bill, would have been 13 today, or my child would have been 7. And I was just, you know, I was engaged in the conversation. And when I looked up, I saw tears rolling down his face. And he looked at me and said, Bill, my son would have been 23.
I have a lot of good friends that went through that, Jason Jones and many others.
Yeah, we know about Jason, and that's just an incredible. Well, all these are heartbreaks because it's the reality of this lie that our culture bought into that is ungodly, as you said. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. This is satanic. They want to make God into a liar, and they want to make everything that God said that was good for us to be fruitful and multiply to not be so. But hey, look, the truth is the truth, and thank God for God. You did a movie review on Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. Tell our audience about this.
Well, it's a mature audience film, but it's actually probably the most cohesive of all the G.I. Joe, and it's got a lot of positive content about turning from, you know, the bad to the good, making a difference, standing up for the truth, and learning that you have to move into the, you know, the light. So it's got a lot of positive material to it. It's also a lot of action adventure, which is extremely well done, which is strange because the other G.I. Joe movies were pretty silly. Mm-hmm. But it is a mature audience, and it does have some things that we object to. It's got minimal foul language, but, you know, you do have some foul language. You have a lot of violence. And you have some, you know, superstition, which is pretty bad.
Well, there it is, and you can read all about it at movieguide.org. We're talking with Dr. Ted Baer. You also reviewed the Mysterious Benedict Society episodes 1 and 1.2, right? 1.1, 1.2?
Well, yeah, and this is very interesting because it's Disney, and it's sort of very faithful and almost a Christian allegory in places. It reminds me of Boss Baby 2.
Really?
Finding out that, yeah, because Boss Baby 2 is about, you know, the angels coming down from heaven being sent by God because, and people should have gone to see it. If they didn't, they should. Because the headmaster of the school is trying to steal the children away from the parents. I mean, this is a current topic within the Christian world right now as they teach social justice and all the other misinformation to our children. And, you know, every day you get some email that, you know, a school tells the children not to tell your parents what we're teaching you about gender, not to tell your parents what we're teaching you about hating white people, not to tell your parents. Well, this is the same basic plot. It's a story about this. The school is trying to steal the children. And the head of the school, just like Boss Baby, and the children have to, four special children have to infiltrate the school to find out and stop it. And that's the same story as Boss Baby. But it's very well done, very Christian allegorical elements, and very much for parents as opposed to the state-run schools. So, you know, we like it, and you should probably see both to support them. The Sirius Benedict Society episodes 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and also Boss Baby, which is worth its weight in gold.
Ted, a lot of stories these days coming out of Hollywood. We talked a little bit about this last week, but you even highlighted Ed Asner and his ability to conquer fear. And he credits his faith, huh?
Well, there's a lot of people, and Ed has done some faith-based movies, but that doesn't mean that you're not left-wing.
Yeah.
Ed has always been extremely left-wing, and he's been very vociferous about it. And we've talked to him, we've interviewed him. But he does have, there are a lot of these people with faith, and a lot of them, and you'd be surprised, are on our website now.
Yes.
We're known for their liberal voting and liberal persuasion. Now, the question is, how did we get to this point that we have people that are not growing in discipleship to know what God's will is? And
exactly.
God's will is not for us to be slaves of the state. You know, if the state can command us to submit our lives to them, to whatever we do, if the state can command us, and there are whole programs on this, I won't go into detail, but then they control us. Then we're no more than slaves of the state, which is what communism is and
right.
what socialism is. And somehow we've got to get that message into society so that we stop doing it. In fact, the best topic we talked about at the beginning, Marx,
yes.
Karl Marx, because he was a philanderer. Most of his kids committed suicide. His wife committed suicide. You know, was sleeping with people, including the live-in housekeeper that he wasn't paying. Who he had children by. He was sleeping with everybody. He wanted to abolish families because he wanted to have a good old time without family ties. He wanted to abolish gender so that his, you know, women just became, you know, prostitutes. Actually, that's the language of the Communist Manifesto. So what are we doing? Why are we marching down this path? You'd think that women would get furious about it. You'd think men would get furious about it. And, but the good news is, you know, I came to Christ and my ideas changed, and you hope that as people grow older, their ideas become more and more clear. And, you know, we might want to, you know, just talk about some of the other movies. The Jungle Book opens this Friday,
right.
and we didn't talk about it because it's very feminist and it's got a strong homosexual subplot. So we gave it a -2. It's exciting. It's funny. It's got a good cast. But, you know, it's, you take your children, you're going to get a strong homosexual message, including she takes her brother on a trip. He explains why he's a homosexual. And he makes a comment about Dwayne, you know, who's the captain of this sleazy boat, to bite his, you know, whatever. I can't say it on your radio program.
Thank you.
But you don't want your children to hear that, so Jungle Cruise, you might want to cut it out.
Right. Exactly. We'll be forewarned. Well, we got to leave it there until next week. Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. God bless. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters